Hey, this is Chris again with another update on my Synology 1512 Plus, DS 1512 Plus, which I've received yesterday. I've installed the operating system on. I've inserted several disks, and now there are two different ways to add disks in there, and one is the kind of the quick thing, and the other is a more thorough one. The more thorough one will, in fact, take that disk and really thoroughly scrub it. You look at pretty much, it won't leave one single bit on the disk unturned to make sure that the disks are really, really good. And that takes time. It's a lot of time. So it's still expanding, adding disks and increasing the size. So right now it has 4 2-terabyte drives in there and 1 1-terabyte drive, which I'm experimenting with. And I love it so far. The other than adding the disk taking so long. But, well, that's kind of 2 terabytes. It's a lot of stuff and a lot of individual bits to look at, so I can kind of understand why that's happening. So it's doing that, but at the same time, I'm already in the process of putting stuff on the box, because you can do this while it's extending the volumes. I'm using the Synology Hybrid Rate, the SHR, which has data protection and is kind of flexible in terms of what disks you use. It's pretty much almost like a Drobo. What's different from a Drobo is the admin interface. This is huge. This is pretty much an entire desktop inside your browser, and it runs on all of the browsers I tested on so far. Gives you little windows, and then I have the storage manager open right now, which shows me the disks and the smart status of them, and that's where you create volumes. And I have the control panel open with user admin. This thing is pretty much a Linux box, and with a very, very fast storage bus and very fast network. So, speed-wise, I've got it hooked up with 1 gigabit Ethernet connection to my main computer here, to the Mac Pro, and it is, compared to the Drobo, it's very fast. It is, today I wrote and read stuff on the Synology at about 70 to 80 megabytes per second. That's 1 LAN cable. You can bundle those, so you can have 2 of them, which I'm probably going to set up. So that doubles the speed. And I think I'm not even getting the full speed at this point, because it's still working on extending the volume with adding the new drive. So that still takes a bit of time. So that, I have a resource monitor open right now that shows me the CPU usage and the memory usage and the network flow, how much data is on the different network interface. It's really slick. I'm very, very positively surprised. And, I hope it'll stay that way. Definitely a lot more to play with than the Drobo, so this kind of satisfies my geek side. And it's still not ugly to look at. It's actually nice. And it has lots of stuff on board, lots of different file servers and cloud tools and web, even a web server, even a MySQL database if you want. You can install WordPress on it. It's a pretty flexible little system. So main purpose, obviously, again, for me is storage, and it's doing that really well. So I'm going to keep you updated on the progress. For now, it's still adding a disk, and it'll probably take until tomorrow to have that finished, and then I should have 4 disks online with 2 terabytes each, and then I'll see where I can take it from there. All right, have a good one, and take care.